We're keeping with the cheating theme this hour, and it's been alleged that university students are using anonymous chat services, calls and messaging apps to cheat on exams. And this claim was made by a University of Auckland student following the recent end of semester exams that were moved online in case of another lockdown. And the student alleged that the cheating was widespread, with some students gathering on group calls to discuss the answers. Well, Linda Rowan is a Massey University teaching consultant and believes that the problem also highlights a tension between cultures, the increasingly online world of higher education and the everyday world of students. And she says this has made cheating in exams a more complex and evolving question than it once was. It also has implications for the credibility and the value of university education and how we perceive student learning. And Linda joins us now. Kia ora, good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Karen.
A recent article you co-wrote in The Conversation, it had the heading, "Online learning has changed the way students work. We need to change the definitions of cheating too." So you think they were just using their initiative?
Well, that's an interesting question, because I think what happened with the students is that they may have encountered an exam environment which wasn't familiar to them, and they were trying to figure out what to do. Now, it could be as simple as that, or it could be that amongst their mates there were one or two people who had decided that they would shortcut the examination system and went ahead and did something that was outside the regulations. It's a bit unknown, really. The article doesn't really actually give us enough to be able to ascertain whether they were intentionally trying to deceive the university in their exams or not.
I believe they had to sign an honesty disclosure at the beginning of each exam. Was that your understanding of it?
I can only make an assumption of a practice at the university that students would have had some sort of disclosure, and but I'm not familiar with exactly what their exam environment would have been.
So do you think that if they had collaborated, let's not call it cheating, let's just call it collaboration at this point, if they had spoken to each other about what was going on, that was acceptable, or what the questions were or how to answer them?
Yeah, I think one of the things we've got to stop and think about is that a lot of students have been put into online examination environments which they're not familiar with, and sometimes the instructions that they have been given can be confusing to them, or they're not certain about that. And a lot of these students have been learning in collaborative groups within, say, a library environment or something like that. And they're going and sitting their online exams in those same sort of environments. And they may have said to somebody, you know, what do you know? Do you know what this? Do you know how to get into this? Do you know how to do this? And it may have eventuated from that. Now, again, I don't really know the circumstances of those students' particular circumstances.
So what is the difference between an online exam and in situ, if you like, being there in the flesh?
Yeah, I think that being in an exam room is completely different from being in a space where you are in control of the environment for an examination. In our traditional exam environments, it's all controlled by the people running the exams, so we know exactly what's happening within that. Once we get into this online environment, we still have, or students still have, access to all sorts of other tools on their computers, unless there is a proctoring, what's called a proctoring system, which sits over top of the exams. A proctoring system restricts or monitors what students are doing on their computers. And that's used by some universities on some courses. But there are problems with that proctoring system. One is it's expensive to get hold of, and it's also generates a lot of information. So you can end up with staff having to go through hours and hours of footage for hundreds of students to check on things. So there is a real problem with the difference in different environments.
Well, those would be the checks and balances, but what is the difference in terms of what you're actually looking at and answering? It's just a Q&A or an essay writing exercise, or why is it different online to being in a room?
Well, it in a sense, the exam itself should not be that different, other than the fact that you're working in front of a computer screen. So if the exam is set up in a way in which you're moving beyond just recalling information and you are getting in and explaining information a lot more, then that's okay. But for many subjects, there is an awful lot of reliance on recalling information, and many examinations have just simply been switched into multiple choice questions. And those sorts of questions are the sorts of questions where people are tempted to go off and Google for an answer, because they're simply repeating information that's out there in the web or out there in the textbook or something like that. So that's the main thing there. So it's the way in which we set up the examinations that's really critical once we switch to online learning.
I may have misunderstood, but from what you said earlier, I thought I heard you say that it's a different environment, so therefore they should be given some slack, basically. Is that what you meant?
What I'm trying to say here is not that we need to modify and change things for the students as much, but we need to think about the whole examination context and what we're looking for, the types of knowledge we're looking for, and whether simply transferring the examination formats and styles and the things that we required of students to be able to do onto a online environment is the way that we should be going for the future. One of the things that we're asking students to do in normal study is to collaborate together, to learn together, because we know that social learning is really important for building up knowledge and sharing knowledge, explaining knowledge. So we're actually asking students to do this all the time. And then we get to an exam environment and we're asking for individual knowledge. And what I'm proposing in the discussion that we have actually put forward is that we actually need to stop and think through the whole examination process, that it's not suitable just to take it from what was before and move it onto an online environment. We actually have to rethink the whole area of examinations, academic integrity, and what academic misconduct is communicated to students, how it's communicated to students.
There'll be people who will be thinking if we let students collaborate like this in an exam environment, whether that's online or offline, you know, in an exam room, they'll think that people are riding on other people's work ethic or their level of ability in that particular subject, and it's helping others get good grades without doing the work.
I'm not suggesting that collaboration is always always appropriate for particular disciplines and subject knowledge. I'm suggesting that we need to be able to differentiate between whether we want students to be able to portray their content knowledge, which is facts, figures, those sorts of things, formula, you know, things that are really important in medical science, say, where you want somebody to know exactly some body of information. However, there are other situations where exchanging information and talking about factual information first is like leading into the actual phase of being able to communicate the knowledge you have in your own way, interpreting and presenting that knowledge. So for many things that we're asking for students to do in the workplace, we're asking them to do that.
I think I understand. Can you give me some examples of the subjects where that works, where they work collaboratively, and in an exam situation, they might be able to work collaboratively well as well? What subjects are we talking?
Actually, let me just think about this one, and because you're taking it, I have to say that the line of questioning at the moment is actually down a track that I'm not an expert in. I can't tell you how to prepare examinations for collaborative learning. I think that's an area that we've got to explore, but it's certainly not one that we actually position ourselves in very often. We don't think about that. We've moved from learning environments where it was reliant on one person studying for themselves, by themselves, and in isolation. And we've moved to these new ways of learning where students are distanced from their teachers, they're distanced from the environment of learning, and they are trying to find new ways of working together so that they can make their own understanding. I'm not sure whether we need to build different types of examination or whether we need to look more clearly at what we're asking students to do in the examination. So we should be still able to ask students to sit an examination in an open space, like libraries, which I understand are some of the environments students have been taking their exams in. We should be able to ask them to sit an exam, and we should be able to trust them based on the ways in which we have presented the need for us examining their knowledge. We should be able to allow them to sit those exams and to present the knowledge that they have generated and put their own answers down into an exam and onto an exam script.
Yes, I'm just imagining that, and it's a work in progress. Would that
absolutely
be fair? Right.
I think we're in such a new environment that the post-COVID environment has meant that we won't be going back. In many cases, in many subjects, we won't be going back to those rooms where everyone gathered and wrote on paper. Even the technology and people's use of technology has shifted. So we need to be thinking about what other ways are we going to conduct exams and how are we going to get the message across clearly to students that academic integrity, that is being honest and truthful and upholding the values that our society expects of people to present their own work and to be fair in the representation of that work and not to use other people's work as their own. We expect that, and we need to get that message across, that that is the way we are trusting them to work in these online environments where the university can't control all the external factors.
Very good. Linda, thank you very much for joining us this morning and explaining that.
Thank you, Karen. I just want to say again, this is a really complex area. None of us know what we're doing, really. We're still moving through unknown ground. And certainly, can we get students to collaborate together in exams? I don't know, but I think we're all going to be thinking about this a lot more.
We will after this. So, Linda, thanks. Good to talk to you.
Okay, thanks, Karen.
That's Linda Rowan, who is a Massey University teaching consultant.